The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your babyest brother, Griffin fucking McElroy.
Alert, alert. We are the Jingle All the Way defense team, and we are here to warn you that you or someone you love may at some point be exposed to Jingle All the Way 2.
You know what? I'm sorry to admit it. I didn't have my defenses up. I had lowered the levels of my firewall on my computer, and I just found out that I've already been cast in Jingle All the Way 2.
Shit. Yeah. Man, don't make me choose between my brother and my jingle, because it's going to be the jingle. For sure. For sure, defo, 100%. Let's just say this. Looking at the IMDb page of Jingle 2, and I'm making a list, and I'm checking it twice.
Wait, Griffin, are you worried that they'll, like, disrupt the canon of Jingle All the Way 1, that they'll ruin the integrity? Or is it like you just hate Jingle All the Way 1 so much you don't want to see a sequel?
Are you on fucking crystal meth? Jingle 1 is a fantastic film. It's my favorite Sinbad movie. And now these motherfuckers, I'm actually a little hoarse. I'm a little gravelly right now because I literally watched the 30-second long trailer of Jingle 2, which shows Larry the goddamn cable guy, which, like, he hasn't done cable for a long time, so maybe it's time to revisit that nom de plume.
And the emeritus cable guy.
He fucking, the whole thing is a 30-second bit about how he plugs in Christmas lights and it shocks him and it shoots him backwards. Real great stuff. I'm gravelly because I literally yelled, "You motherfuckers," like that. And now I'm hoarse from it. So thanks for that. I've got choir practice here in 30 minutes. That's shot.
Just want to take a quick check on the description of this film. There's many good things about this, including the fact that it co-stars WWE superstar Santino Marella. But in the description of the trailer, Larry the Cable Guy is playing the role of Larry.
Mm-hmm. Which I pointed out to Justin, he does in all of his fucking movies. It's never Larry the Cable Guy as Dr. Kenneth Hardstone.
It's listed here in his credits, Larry, played by Larry the Cable Guy from Cars 1 and Cars 2.
Yeah.
Like, so you might see just from Cars and think, ah, no, screw that guy. No, that's how deep they're willing to go into his, like, back catalog, that they are not even going to put their finger on, oh, I don't know, maybe Tooth Fairy 2? Another fucking disaster?
Or, he's also, I mean, why not put him down as, like, one of the, like, the, oh, what is the blue-collar comedy tour? Like, the thing that he is most known for.
Red State Hee-Haw Boys. This motherfucker is trying to carve out a fucking Ernest-sized niche for himself with his goddamn Larry versus the aliens and Secret Service Larry.
Griffin, when you said that Larry the Cable Guy is basically playing Larry the Cable Guy in every movie,
did you think I was fucking joking?
No, I mean, like, I know he is, but, like, did you know that he's literally playing a character named Larry?
Yes!
2007, Delta Farce. Larry.
Yep.
Witless Protection. Deputy Larry's Dalter. Oh my God. Tooth Fairy 2. Larry Guthrie.
Dog, this is, it's his fucking brand. It's his brand, but you know what? It's also
Tyler Perry for making him change it for a Madea Christmas to let's just be on the set. Someone's like, he's playing a character called Buddy in Larry the Cable Guy's a Madea Christmas. I have to imagine on the set, someone's like, okay, now, Medea, now you're gonna lean into Buddy. Wait a minute, my name's Larry. I'm Larry. No, but you're playing the role of Buddy. My name's Larry.
This was such a mistake.
Is it the same character in all of the movies? Oh my God.
Is
it like an Ernest level universe in which it's the Larryverse and he just exists?
It's the Larryverse and he is the observer. He crosses all planes, but he cannot interact with the human beings therein. And that's why he doesn't.
The fabric of time is nothing to Larry. No. He can move seamlessly between every different plane of existence.
Larry the Cable Guy is basically just a coleslaw sucking black adder. That's Larry the Cable Guy for you.
He is the beginning and the ending. Everything is Larry, and Larry is all things.
And now he is using his infinite power to fucking ruin Jingle 1.
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
Oh, Jesus. I'm starting a Twitter campaign. I'm starting a Kickstarter campaign, a Patreon. Just fucking everything. Trying to get Sinbad on board. And he hasn't answered me at the time of this recording, so I'm not going to call him a fucking coward, because maybe he will before this thing gets published. But Sinbad, you know what you need to do, and you have my information. I reached out to Schwarzenegger, too, but I don't think he needs this as bad as Sinbad, and I do, which is to say very badly.
So we're going to continue to try to reach Sinbad throughout the program, right?
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Listen, I fucking lost the battle for A Christmas Story, too. We all lost the battle for A Christmas Story.
We all lost that one.
This is it. This is the final fucking line in the sand.
This is our Normandy Beach.
This is it. If we can't do this, then what the fuck are we doing here?
We're answering people's questions and turning them alchemy-like into wisdom.
We're going to try.
That's what we're doing. That's what we came to do. What's the right place to keep your ketchup? The pantry or the refrigerator?
America's not the best country on earth anymore. The fucking fabric of our nation is eroding. Larry the Cable Guy fucking erasing Christmas off the calendar, and this fucking person even considering putting it in the pantry.
Okay, wait, hold on. I just want to, for those of you not well versed in Jingle All the Way too, it is Jingle All the Way, except they've swapped out Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad for two other people. Trying to find a gift. It's all sold out.
Yeah.
He wants to find it. He's on an adventure to find it.
You're not calming me down.
Two dads in a no-holds-barred battle to be the best father and make this the best Christmas ever.
Justin, I need you to make some ocean sounds for me or something. That's nice.
Do you want me to talk to you in the ASMR?
Yeah. No, nobody wants that ever again, actually, after last week. Finish the question, please. I'm dying.
What are you, Mom, gonna wear in hockey pants?
That is pretty much the... I mean, like, you get the gist, but, like, his wife says helps it stay fresh longer.
In the fridge.
In the fridge, but he wants it in the pantry because, why would I want cold ketchup on my hot food? It's called contrast. Look up, you fucking
Neanderthal.
It's
wonderful. It's the best.
Ketchup isn't cold at restaurants. Why would I keep it cold at home?
Yeah, everything at restaurants is fucking gross. Everything they have there for public, like, sharing and consumption. If you see butter, open butter on a tray or a dish, and you think, like, ooh, they have exposed butter on a dish, that must mean this is a fancy restaurant. No, that means that's dirty butter. That means that's dirty two-year-old
old
butter.
Dusty butter.
Don't use that. You can use salt, I guess.
I'm dusty butter. Right. Thanks for coming to my roundup.
We're gonna sing a few songs, maybe have a few good old gospel tunes, and you're going to meet my whole family. Here's my little brother, Disty Butters, and he's on the banjo. Take it away, Disty.
Was it Disty?
Disty. Just remember, here at Dusty Butters, the butter's been on the table since 1958.
That's the way my grandpa did it. Other than a few unpleasant recent outbursts, he's still my hero.
And you can throw the butter right on the floor.
Butter on the floor, Dusty Butters. Don't let grandma slip. She'll want to stick around for the peanut butter roundup. That's a dessert.
Oh, God.
Also is served on the floor.
Here's the thing, that the restaurant's going to go through a bottle of ketchup a lot faster than you will.
Especially if I roll around, because I'd turn that shit into Dunkables.
Yeah, I would love to see a scientific survey on the extent to which people will demolish a restaurant ketchup bottle, like just completely bathing their dish in ketchup versus at home when you're like, I don't know.
I
don't need that much.
Right. I buy one of those giant Heinzers from the Costco, and I use it at a pace that is so slow that I could collect enough of that ketchup skin from the top of the bottle to form a child.
I take this conundrum one step farther. And you know those things that say how basically like every jar of everything says refrigerate after opening? I do not understand why you wouldn't just refrigerate it to begin with so that the first time you use it, it is also cold. Like if you don't refrigerate it till the first time you use it, it means the first time you use it, it's bad.
So I'm weird about this. I will keep ketchup and mustard in the fridge, but like hot sauce... like a buffalo sauce or like a hot sauce I'll keep in the pantry, except for sriracha, which I keep in the refrigerator. I'm just making it up.
We're all playing Calvin ball with our fucking dippers, but aren't we?
No, I can justify that, Justin. Do you want to hear my theory on why you do that?
Go.
The mustard and the ketchup and the sriracha, they're all for dipping and topping. The hot sauce is for mixing into sauce that you put onto food and therefore bake it, so it doesn't matter if it's cold.
That's not true. I use buffalo sauce for...
Well, then fuck. I don't know what you want me to do here, Justin. I'm trying to justify your weird behavior.
Just put everything in the fridge. Just put, you spend a lot of money on that refrigerator. People spend a lot of time inventing it, and it was designed to keep shit fresh.
You know, Teresa and I, in moving to L.A., we took, like, a refrigerator size downgrade, and now we have to, like... It's a very, like, Sophie's Choice, like, what goes in the fridge. And
it's
what
not at all like Sophie's Choice.
Well, I did just lose a full jar of pickles the other day because I got pushed off the top shelf by some leftovers. It made me real sad, and it took 45 minutes.
But that made quite a mess.
We were in
quite a mess.
Quite a pickle.
Stop it. Stop it. Are you also writing Jingle All the Way too?
I am. They gave me a good dill.
Son of a bitch. Do you guys want a Yahoo? Hold on, wait, that joke wasn't kosher. Now do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, sure. Yes, please. Let me relish this for one second.
Stop it. This Yahoo was sent
guys,
in...
Guys, this is going to be a Vlasic episode. I can already tell.
Shit. This Yahoo was sent in by Rachel Sperling. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Devin, who asks, can you give me step-by-step instructions on smoking weed? I have no clue what to do. This is in general healthcare. I'm starting to really get into how people categorize their Yahoo barf.
Ephemera.
I mean, here's the thing. We laugh, but I kind of get where this dude is coming from.
If you gave me a bag of weed right now, I would not know what to do. I would probably end up making it into edibles because I would not know.
You'd fuck
but
that
even
up,
even that
too.
Is an intense process.
Right. Yeah, because you got to like boil it in is. Olive oil, and you got to extract it, and you got to perform the sacred ritual.
Hold on, wait. Quick note for my nonny. I bet.
I'm told by the TV. It just seems to me like in this day and age, like I've never been. I just as I would not know how to raise chickens, I just know how to eat them.
Sure.
That is very much how I feel about marijuana.
You bet. But like, I've heard people say that you're only supposed to have the buds in there.
I thought you're not supposed to have the nugs.
Buds are, well, the you take the nug and you turn it into a bud. And by pruning it?
So not all nugs are buds, but all buds are nugs?
I from what I understand, I bet, it's like broccoli. Uh-huh. But you're not supposed to eat the tree trunk part. Only the leafy nug buds.
Nug buds.
Well, it's all clear now. And then you grind your nugs?
You're going to need a food processor with a very fine settings. And you got to do like, I don't know, man, like 2 cups at a time.
And what most people don't know is there's not a very good like ratio to this. So you start with like a pound and you end up with like half an ounce.
Yeah.
There's a lot of leftovers you throw.
It's like cotton candy, basically.
Yeah.
Justin, you have that cotton candy machine. Would you think about, I don't know, that form of distillation?
I'd give it a try. I'd have to add some sugar just to get a pleasant mouthfeel, I think. I don't think that weed would necessarily make great cotton candy by itself.
Well, not unless you got that that sweet grass.
The last time I smoked weed...
You bet.
I watched Riding the Bus with My Sister.
Oh, Justin, no.
The movie, if you ever watched, is wildly, wildly offensive. I thought, with the help of my friend Weed, I thought that it was fucking touching. So I don't know if I could smoke weed again, because how do you top Riding the Bus with My Sister?
If someone told me that the best potency you get from weed is to like put it straight up your nose without any processing, I'd probably buy it. Especially if this were like if I was like 21 and they were like, "Oh no. You sit on it and that's how you and you'll get high." I'd be like, "Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys secretly hoping that marijuana does not become legal on a national level, because then you'll be like, "Oh yeah, guys, did you hear the great news? I can't wait to get all of those nugs and then tear them up and then put them in paper and smoke them like a cigarette."
I mostly don't want it to become legal because it's the one thing I'll have to tell my kids about that might make me seem cool a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the only taboo thing I've ever done that's like, well, you know, I was like, fuck it, and I did it. And like in 20 years, my kids would be like, yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I'm
like,
doing it. Open
<eight. laughs> your eyes, old man.
I just got home from school, and I'm going to 420 blaze it. So
they passed out graham crackers and orange juice and some nugs for snack time. I don't get it. What's the big deal?
I don't understand. My guidance counselor said it might help chill me out, and he gave me some cool records.
Here's another question. How do you politely ask someone to stop using your Netflix account? When I first signed up, I let my friend, who was very vocal about her financial difficulties, use it for free.
I'm poor! That's what
attention! I had no problem with it since we were in college, and she ended up becoming my roommate slash best friend. 4 years later, we both have full-time jobs, yet she still uses my account and even jokes about how she's mooching off me. I know it's a really small amount of money, but it still bothers me she has no plans to get her account now that we're both adults. Am I just being selfish and stingy? That's from the Scrooge McDuck of Netflix streaming.
I mean, on the one hand, it's not like she's using it up.
Yeah. I mean, does Netflix have the thing where only one person can be using it on one platform at a time? Or
Okay. I share my Netflix account with Sydney's family. I do get a lot of, like, did you want to watch some more Glee? No, thank you. Here's some recommendations for things that are like Glee. I'm fine, thanks.
But in this day and age, you can create different profiles. Like, Therese and I have separate profiles, so we don't get that weird crossover.
That's
like
a new development,
really, like,
though.
Watching weird British horror movies and also animated children's features. I'm worried about you.
I've already been contaminated, though. It already has that in its files for me.
You could watch all 5 seasons of The Wire, and it would still be like, are you ever going to get back on that singing high schooler tip?
Could you? Hi, I have it. You need to harness the power of your Netflix by watching the most reprehensible content you possibly can until your friend no longer wants to be associated with you.
Sure.
I noticed that you watched all 5 seasons of My Strange Eating Addiction. Maybe this isn't working out. Maybe we can't share this anymore.
Oh my shit, I just figured out how we use this to get famous.
More like the snuff films you've been watching. Looking for something goofy and where somebody gets murdered for real in real life and they filmed it? You might like this.
We need to make a movie titled How to Tell Your Roommate, Your Former Roommate, Not to Use Your Netflix Anymore. And then it's
how
just
to
the three
yeah.
of us. Just oh the my three God. Of us looking at it going, hey, stop it. And you only watch that repeatedly for a year, so that's the only thing showing up on your recently watched.
How to murder somebody who is watching your Netflix. That might be too on the nose.
The only person
how about just
I know
fuck you, quit it.
The only person I know that got something on Netflix is Hodgman. Got his special Ragnarok on there. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't watched that, go watch that. But
it's
then
great.
Ask him how he did it.
I mean, there is some poopy garbage on Netflix. Fucking Jingle 2, guaranteed gonna be on the flicks this holiday season. I do not think it's that hard. I think we could probably swing this.
Do you guys remember when we used to go into Borders and we would go to the computers where we'd search for things? And we would search for, like, how to blow up Borders, and then we'd leave.
God, that was a simpler time.
Oh, God, that was really
low impact shenanigans.
That was a oof. That was the 90s, folks.
That was the 90s. It was different.
It was a different time.
It was a different. It was very different. I think was the main thing I could say. Why don't you change your password and say you canceled it?
Oh, that's pretty good too.
And then ask and if you can use her Netflix that she starts because you're not. You don't have the finances for it.
Do you guys want a Yahoo? Mm-hmm. This Yahoo was also sent in by Rachel Sperling. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user. I think that they have been deleted. They asked, me and my boyfriend are both emo. Does that mean our children will be emo too? I didn't know that particular people group, no judgment. Still existed. Was still around.
If my grandfather was a quarter goth.
And my meeps was straight edge.
Uh-huh.
What is the future?
If they have four kids, two of them will definitely be emo. One of them will be straight edge goth. And right. One of them will be president of the United States.
Guys, we just fucking invented an America's Next Top Model challenge right now. I mean, maybe. Listen. Genetics. I listened to this really fascinating episode of Radiolab on RNA, and it made no. Come on.
Hey, who am I? Everybody.
I do actually listen to Radiolab to fall asleep on long plane rides. It's a great show, though. And anyway, they were talking about RNA and how it just informs so many different parts of your life. And you probably have like a few TCAGs in there that are just like, hey, guess what? You like Panic at the Disco, so. I don't see why you couldn't pass that along to your spawn.
Can you picture 40-year-old emo people?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think they look like?
Gene Simmons.
Robert Smith, right? But he's like...
Yeah, I guess.
He's like legit. He's
proto-emo, yeah.
What is normcore?
People just like... It's the razzle dazzle of cultural groups of people that are just wearing some jeans.
Okay.
So wait, it's just like normal.
Yeah.
And then they put a label on it.
Maybe it's a little bit too normal. And it's like I'm
eating my oatmeal. I might put some cinnamon on it because it's Saturday.
And it's like all right, we get it.
Like come John on. Green, right? What's that guy up to? What are you planning, John Green? In your pleasant shirt and your affable personality. What are you up to?
That's the problem. He's actually just a pleasant, affable person.
He's a little too likable and affable for my taste.
The fact that you know his name means he's been pushed out.
Only because I've been keeping my eye on him.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that there's something there to keep an eye on. Let me ask you if you've ever heard of this person, John Horkinson.
No, I don't. Super, I haven't.
You say you guys just don't know the fucking scene.
Here's why I don't trust John Green. This is a multi-part point, but it's really just the one. John Green wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Yep.
Before he wrote The Fault in Our Stars, he was making videos on YouTube. After the Fault in Our Stars movie came out, he was still making videos on YouTube. If I wrote The Fault in Our Stars, I would never be on YouTube again. You would have to come find me.
Somebody Internet, in YouTube Schminternet. Has dirt on John Green.
Somebody there had... I would what, YouTube? Like on computers? Sorry, call me back when you're Steven Spielberg because I wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, someone. I'm actually rich and famous enough to use the rich and famous internet that only rich and famous people are allowed to use.
Yeah,
a true American Dog is still updated on it. I've been watching new Strong Bad videos for years.
On the deep John Green webs.
My girlfriend recently got a job as an administrative assistant at a financial firm. At the end of the day, we always exchange stories about our day. The problem is her days, and the stories are now really, really boring. She used to be a teacher and waitress and would have funny bits about students or goofy customers. Yesterday, on the other hand, I had to sit through a 15-minute epic about some papers that she misplaced and had to track down. I love her very much, but office stories are even more boring than dreams. How do I tell her? And that's from Inattentive in Illinois.
I really liked Girlfriend, but I feel like it went downhill in like series three when Aaron Sorkin left.
And everybody started working at a financial firm.
It just didn't have the same pop.
Oh, boy. You've misplaced one report too many. Shut it down. What happened to this fucking show?
Here's the facts, dude. Like, she's not telling you her stories to entertain you. Like that, she's telling you her stories to tell you about her day.
And this is a universe. Nobody ever tells work stories to entertain anyone, unless you're like, you have a fucking super dope life, and you're like, I don't know, Steve Buscemi's personal assistant. I bet you get lots of delicious dirt pies from that.
And that's the thing. Like, what's she going to do? Come home and just be like, hey, how was your day? How was your day? You go. I've got nothing. Like, she's going to tell you because this is what she did in the day. And it's your job to go, oh, really? You found the papers. Well, that's good. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to sit there and go, can you spice it up?
I would say that my job is very boring to tell stories from, but I generally attempt to spare Sydney. I mean,
yeah, I think I
don't say like, well, I stared at a collection of LEDs in a box for 8 hours and got 8 hours older, and then I pushed a series of buttons on that changed things on that screen, and I got probably doxxed. But other than that, like, that's been my day.
Well,
that's
there's an important thing here that he didn't say. How recently did she get it? Because if it's like 3 weeks, then she's gonna now she's like 6 months, 7 months in, eventually she'll go like, is it, I don't know, it was another day where like I was trying to find papers. What did you do? Like, if it's really early on, of course she's going to talk about it. She's got a new job and she's excited about it.
You could challenge yourself to try to learn more about the office. How many people in the office can you learn their names and job titles and keep track of their various storylines? Ask for more info. Get on board.
This could be your new season of The Office.
This could be your new season of The Office. Is her office. Here's another option for you that I just came up with. Thank you, Brandy. The new option
is... The singer,
is
Brandy?
Thank you, Brandy. She's here in my office. She just whispered this in my ear. She said, what if the next time... what if you stay so busy that you never have time for work stories again? Maybe she starts on a work story and you're like, hold on. Hold on, my queen, my world, my everything. Get in the back of this limousine. We're going to the museum. And you just like make memories, so many memories together.
Okay, let me challenge
every
you right
day
now.
You have something planned.
Let me challenge you right now to come up with three more memories on the spot. Go. You did limo to museum. Go.
Limo to museum.
Because this guy's going to be feeling more pressure than this. Go, Justin. Go, go, go.
Laser tag with kids from the city mission.
Terrific. Next, two.
Gift wrapping at the mall, raising money for charity.
You could talk during that. You can't talk during laser tag. We'll give you that one. But over present wrapping, you also can't
talk in the limousine to the museum.
Shh. It's quiet.
Let's skydiving.
Skydiving? Okay. Are you just about to do the fucking lyrics to that goddamn song?
No, I don't know what song you're talking about. You could go to a Tim McGraw concert.
You cocksucker.
Be too loud. Yeah. What is your job? What do you
do? Yeah, what's your fucking gig?
He's a skydiving museum employee.
I work at the skydive museum. Oh, Frederick Henderson was the first person that was like, I'm going to jump out on him, some bitches.
If you look to your right, it's a plane door. Let's go.
Let's go to Money Zone.
Justin, this week we have a new sponsor.
Who's that?
Well, it's a little company called Nature Box. And, you know, we said, well, let's give them a try.
They just put some twigs and some fucking dirt and a couple butterflies in a box.
No, get this. It's snacks.
Oh.
It's like natural wholesome snacks that are like good for you.
You eat the butterflies.
Yeah, you eat the butterflies instead of chips. It's a weird new thing that they're doing. You get a box full of butterflies once a month.
They were offered a free box of them. Like, not that impressive considering they're butterflies. You could probably just go grab a handful.
You want to go to the trouble of catching the butterflies and making them into praline butterflies yourself.
And actually, you know something? My friend Justin Minsky is getting married next week. I could buy like 4 or 5 boxes of these things and just like crack them open at the ceremony. What a wonderful surprise that would be.
It's a multitasker.
There's no butterflies in these snacks. They're delicious, wholesome snacks, but they're like actual people food. They don't have added sugar in most of them, but some of them don't have added sugar, and some of them are without gluten ingredients. Most of them don't have butterflies.
Nearly all of them. Anyway. You have to look really hard to find the butterflies category.
The sampler boxes that you can get for free by starting your free trial at naturebox.com/mybrother, all one word. naturebox.com/mybrother, guaranteed, this is a McElroy Brothers guarantee, won't have butterflies in them.
Just larvae.
Just maybe a few larvae.
If you want to try these out, they've got the actual snacks, like peanut butter nom noms, sweet potato fries. I'm trying to think. You know what? It's been a while since I've cracked open a fresh box of snacks. I need to re-up my list because I keep eating the same things. I know French toast granola is delicious. That's one that I very much enjoy. But anyway, you can get a box of sampler snacks. Just go to naturebox.com/mybrother. Stay full, stay strong. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother and get a free box of delicious snacks.
Travis, tell me about Prosper.
Prosper. Well, they sponsored us before, so you should already know plenty about them. But they're a peer-to-peer lending group at Prosper.com. And basically, it's if you need a car loan or you move across the country or you've got expensive dental work or something that you're looking for a loan for but you don't want to go through a bank, Prosper is here to help. Basically, you go to Prosper, you say, I need anywhere between $2,500 and $35,000, and you get a low fixed rate. Without ever setting foot in a bank. And other users of the site say, I'm going to invest in this person. This seems like a good deal. So some of their money goes to them, and then they make money off of it. So it cuts out the middleman of the bank. And it's a convenient way. It might be a more acceptable way for you. Maybe you don't like banks. Well, then Prosper.com is your option. And right now, for a limited time, listeners of our show get a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. So that's $50 free on top of your loan that you never have to pay back. So
spend that on some nature boxes and then sell the contents of those nature boxes. And that's infinite money right there.
Yeah. You could get up to $35,000 in your account in 3 days and a free $50 Visa gift card if you go to prosper.com/mybrother. Prosper.com/mybrother. Get yourself a loan. Get yourself a better life.
Justin, I'm nervous to ask you to read the legal disclaimer because last time you did a Jimmy Buffett song. I'm hoping you're maybe Jimmy Buffett songed out after releasing your chart-topping single on YouTube today.
Yeah, I released a chart-topping Jimmy Buffett cover.
I would be lying if I said I didn't deeply enjoy it.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's super good.
Thanks. I'm really glad you like it. That's at youtube.com/mbmbam. If you want to listen to it.
I've listened to it three times.
Here's the legal disclaimer. Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Like you made me feel it with your slam style. And also I could tell that you understood everything you were saying.
All the words, especially the letters.
Thanks, F Dick.
Danny Klein, I got a message for you. We got a Danny Klein around here. He's a lawyer. He's got a theme song. Danny Klein is the way to go. Call 346-5990.
How do you know it's not?
There's some free advertising.
Free advertising for you, Danny Klein.
This week, the Money Zone is brought to you by Huntington area lawyer Danny Klein.
So if you kill someone at our live show, you're covered.
Oh, our live show is going to be such a hootenanny. Can we say the name of the person who it's from? Because I feel like
Stephanie
we really
Vigiano.
Fucked it.
Stephanie Vigiano.
Stephanie says, it's been a hilarious and wonderful 4 years to the guy who has the utmost appreciation of the absurd. Speaking of, Dan inserts his full name into any song as he sings it. Seriously, guys, try it. Rocket Man by Elton John particularly works. Do you mean like
Danny Klein?
And he's one of the best and most caring people I know. Happy anniversary, Danny. Here's to many more.
Love I you, miss Danny. My dog so much. I'm Danny Klein.
It does work.
It's a pretty good name. I got a message for Lydia Lee, which is a really fun name to say. It's from your brother, your sister-in-law, and your sister.
And he is Danny Klein. He shall be a good man.
Here's the message.
Is it just Elton John songs that work?
Any on? Elton John song.
Goodbye, Danny Klein.
Hold me closer, Danny Klein. Got a message for Lydia Lee.
Yeah, we're in it. We're deep in the Lydia Lee event.
Welcome to your message, Lydia Lee.
Welcome, Lydia Lee. Hey, Lydia, have you heard of this Danny Klein fella?
A lot of buzz about this Danny Klein guy.
It's the Danny of Klein.
Lydia Lee, here's a message for you. It's from your brother, your sister-in-law, and your sister. They say, happy birthday, Lydia Lee. We got you this message instead of Mueller Thurgaus. Because we don't know what those are. Clearly, neither the fuck do I. Grapes, maybe? Whatever. Enjoy your day. Here's to many more years of one-stepping and asymmetrical haircuts. You're the best. Do kind of sound like the best.
I very much enjoyed that Lydia said specifically what she wanted. And these people said, I'm not going to Google that. How about an ad on a podcast?
Hope she listens.
Hope she listens to it.
Boy, I just Googled it, and it's a German, and so I can't tell. But there's a picture of grapes, so I'm going to say grapes. Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
You got it in one.
We have one more round this week. It's from my friend Bernie's show. It's called The Kill Corporation. You can go to www.thekillcorporation.com. It's super cool. So do you have a grievance, want that corner office, wish your neighbor would stop putting garbage in your can? Contact The Kill Corporation today. Basically what it is the concept of the show is in a world where you can submit your grievance, then they arbitrate, and the loser is killed.
Jesus Christ.
So that way you don't have to ever deal with them again. You win, and it's done. They're on their webpage, www.thekillcorporation, they have a bunch of like people submitted testimonials and that kind of thing, and I submitted one, and it's on there, and it's about me doing a podcast, and go check it out. But it's
did you win? Clearly you won, or else you wouldn't be sitting
here. I mean,
right
I did
now.
Win. So, terrific. Like, there's a spoiler. But go listen to it, or watch it. It's very, very funny. And then watch the show. Watch all 8 episodes. It really is a super cool concept, and they're trying to... They just need views. You don't have to spend money or anything like that. Just go watch it. It's, like, the easiest thing in the world. Just
it's a really good name, too.
Yeah, right? The Kill Corporation.
That's cool. The website's neat, too. I watched some of the first episode before we started here, and it is cool. I'm going to go watch more.
So go check it out. Happy birthday, Nature Box, and Prosper,
Rocket Man.
Everything. Rocket Man.
Do you want to do one more before we get back to regular questions?
Goodbye, Danny Klein.
I did that one.
Did you do that one? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I sat on the roof. I kicked off Danny Klein. He's dead now.
Play us a song, you're the Danny Klein.
Okay, well, that's William Joel. That's Dr. William Joel.
Can't make a living as a Danny Klein anymore.
Don't let the Danny Klein go down on me.
Can you feel the Danny Klein?
It's really good.
I'm Danny Klein, better than I ever did. Don't go Danny
Klein. Danny Klein's
Klein.
All right for fighting.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay, we're pretty good. We're done.
Now we're done.
Okay,
let's focus on. Let's get serious about this comedy.
Baby geniuses, Hey, everybody, I'm Emily.
And I'm Lisa.
We co-host Baby Geniuses every other Monday on Maximum Fun.
We interview comedians, musicians, cartoonists, circus clowns, and experts in the field of
vacations, the afterlife, pool, recipes, self-improvement, fashion, candy, beach boys, girls, turtles, pop quiz, women, dating, fitness, presidents, hair removal, conflict resolution, Santa, meditation, babies, modern dinosaurs, bullying, crop circles, the Beatles, middle-aged men, experts, teens, life hacking, rhyming, baby talk, personal organization, the name Dexter, Frasier, extreme eating, groceries, being a best friend, movement, jam, art education, America's funniest home videos, stockbroking, spooky stories, genealogy, riddles, Pinterest, IT, magic, revenge, mothering, dogs, ayahuasca, Hollywood legends, street racing, fitting in, celebrity sex, the occult, personal training, the ocean, Dennis the Menace, modern poetry, sugar gliders, Jimmy Buffett, Franks, The Tonight Show with Gunn, Johnny Carson, Mountain Dew, theme park safety, dinner parties, butterflies, raccoons, pasta shapes, and Bob Dylan. Join us every other Monday!
Yay!
I'm a college student, which means I attend a lot of events and meetings. Usually with those events, pizza is offered. My question is if there are three or four boxes of pizza there, how many slices are acceptable to eat? Should I just go with one, or push the boundaries and eat three? That's from Munchin in Milledgeville.
My jam, and I don't know what y'all's jams is, your respective jams, but is to eat until I can't anymore. And that goes for whatever.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I guess my response is, how many do you want? Start there. And then think about how many do you need and how many people there are. Because if there's like four boxes of people and four boxes of people.
Oh, shit. Get them out of there.
If there's what four boxes it? Of pizza and 100 people, maybe just take one.
I have never been to a meeting where pizza was offered.
What the fuck?
I've never had a pizza meeting.
You've never, like, done in college, like, you get together a bunch of friends to study and order some pizzas?
That's not a meeting. That's a study group.
He also says events.
Okay, events. But not meetings.
Guys,
who's ever been like, listen, we really gotta get these reports filed today, and here's some za for everybody.
No one's leaving this. Party. Nobody's leaving this room until we figure out a way to save this campaign. Pass the,
Who wants veggie?
Pass that sweet Gaddy's Ranch.
Well, let's apply it to like donuts or like.
No, why do you want to fucking? Why you think we've already solved this conversation? We have to move on to donuts. Pizza's its own animal.
Pizza ethics are a completely separate issue. I have a thing, and you wouldn't suspect it because I'm overweight, but I have a thing that whenever there's like group food. Like, where people have to, like, line up to get group food.
No, no, you're not.
Oh, you're trying a little bit delayed. Okay, thanks. I have to hang back. Like, I don't like to wait in line for food. I like to wait till everybody eats and then go up and swoop afterwards. I used to think it was because, like, it's awkward being an overweight person lining up for food. Like, I'm waiting for it. Like, I just can't. I gotta get in as soon as I can. But now I think it's so I can, like, kind of get whatever I want and not have to worry too much about it because everybody else had their shot.
But you know, I used to just take extra because I was so worried that someone else was going to take extra and not leave any like leftovers to go back to.
You were worried there would be.
Oh, I'm that person. Oh, the whole time the killer was me.
Yeah.
I'm an unreliable narrator.
Travis's Twilight Zone is a world of Travis's. That's his horrifying.
I just assumed purgatory. That everyone thought the same of me and said, like, oh, this is free. I'm going to take as much as I want so that way I can make sure someone else doesn't take it all.
I'm actually coming to the realization, oh, my God, this is horrifying, that at parties and weddings and formal and informal events, anywhere on the formality spectrum events, when there's, like, a person who gets up and is like, okay, guys, thanks for coming. Dinner is served, so everybody have at it. And then they gesture at somebody as if to say, like, you seem like the kind of person that's going to kick this thing off. It's almost it's almost always me. This literally happened at my friend Clint's wedding where his dad was like, led a short prayer and was like, okay, everybody, thanks for coming to this great wedding. Let's get this party. And then he almost like winked at me like, started? As if to say, like, Griffin, you deserve the first plate. Or maybe, Griffin, why don't you break the ice here?
Well, because you're already standing in line.
Am I? Like, do I just... I'm not, but do I just have the face of, like, an eager hungry boy?
You do have kind of a hungry boy face.
I'm not, like...
That you just have an, in general, like, comfortable being the good time guy face.
That's probably it. I'm not like a super big boy, but I am, I guess I do like sort of give off a hunky vibe.
Like I just hungry for life.
Hungry for life, yeah. I just want to eat life right off the cob.
Eat life right off the cob.
So you don't need anyone to cut your life off for you first and then eat it with a fork.
I'm saying that this is a valuable position that I fill at a lot of parties, weddings, and brises, in that like everybody feels uncomfortable. Everybody is adjusting. Nobody wants to be the first person at the table. Everybody's waiting for somebody to break the ice. And whenever that happens, do you ever really judge that person? No, of course not. Unless they are a Travis, not exactly. You.
Do you know when I do judge people? When they are hovering.
So a Travis.
When the announcement is made that food is now on offer. Like, you look at the table and there's some hoverables just, like, chilling.
That is solidly pre-Teresa Travis.
Yeah.
That is a no hand gently laid on the forearm by his loving wife, Travis. As if to say, let's be third in line.
As a full-blown Tiny Toons Taz, Travis.
Yes.
Travis thinks he was lucky to meet Teresa, but I assure you, we are the lucky ones. The rest of us at the buffet.
You guys want a Yahoo?
Hit me.
This Yahoo was sent in by Level... Oh, man, I actually wrote his name as Drew Davenport.
That's a different guy.
That's a different person. But now I have to go back and check. Did Drew Davenport send this in? Drew Davenport. And there's a couple umlauts in there. Thank you, Drew Davenport. It's by Yahoo Answers user Evening Primrose. Who asks, accidentally invented boyfriend?
Danny and the Kleins.
These girls at school kept teasing me about talking to a boy and were like, pull, pull, pull. What?
What?
Were they saying pull or were they pulling at you while, I don't know. Ooh, and I got so, asterisks, off. I got so dicked off. That I said, shut up, I already have a boyfriend. I'm not the datey type. So they started to ask all these questions. It was end of school. This happened as we were walking home, so I faked a text from my mom and left real quick. But I won't get away so easy tomorrow. I won't get away so easy tomorrow at school. Help? No idea what to do.
No idea what the question is. Is this cyberbullying?
Did we just get cyberbullied?
Wait, okay, so they were teasing and pulling, and then, so
taffy.
She said...
They were making taffy during a leisurely walk home from the academy.
And she said, leave me alone, I've already got a boyfriend.
Right.
And they went, oh.
Tell me anything about this boyfriend. And she went, bleh. Did you guys hear that? It was my phone. As my mom's, I gotta go. She left real quick.
I'm gonna bet that they didn't buy it.
Maybe. It depends on how convincing that mom text was. If you reached in your pocket and said, whoops, and then you grabbed onto the back of a garbage truck passing by and just disappeared.
And a puff of smoke. Has anyone ever done anything like that and like said to the bullies, like, no, it's cool, I've already got a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you wouldn't know her or something like that? And they went, oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry that we said anything then.
Yeah, that fucking college football player. It was kind of that situation.
I would say it was the exact opposite of that situation, Griffin, because he said, I've got a girlfriend. And then people said, I don't think you do. And he said, I'll prove it. And she was made up.
Manti Te'o.
Whew. Oh, good pull.
Thanks, Google.
What? Okay. Out of curiosity, what was that search string?
I searched for Hawaiian football girlfriend.
New from the producers of Jingle All the Way 2.
Was he Hawaiian? Yeah, he was. Whew. God, thanks again, Google. Really saving my bacon. How do you gingerly crab walk out of this situation?
You're telling me he died the night after you told him about
it. Oh, sorry, I'd love to, but he died. Can you stop teasing me? I got a real Fault in Our Stars situation on my hands.
I told him they were teasing me, and he felt so bad about it that he went out to get me some flowers, and while he was out, he interrupted a robbery and saved a little boy, but he was shot to death.
He felt so bad about it, he went out to get me some ice cream. But on his way back, the ice cream fell off the cone onto the floor, and he leaned over to pick it up, and he ran headlong into a car.
In a car.
Both he and the car didn't make it.
You got decapitated. Treasure every moment, because you never know. Because you never know. Treasure each moment on this earth.
YOLO.
And then say you can still feel his spirit near you, and then just pretend to be haunted by him for the rest of your school career, and you won't have to worry about having a boyfriend again.
There you go.
I can't risk being hurt like that again.
No.
That fucking guy who catfished Teo could have saved him a lot of indecency. But
I can't be your girlfriend anymore. I'm dead.
I'm dead. I died. I'm sorry.
I died 50 years ago this very night.
There's never been a Hawaiian football girlfriend here. Not for 50 years.
Oh, gosh.
What's your Hawaiian girlfriend's name again? Large Marge. That was your first clue.
Let's end the Large show. Marge.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing to do here. You've been listening to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. We are on Twitter. If you want to follow us there, it's at MBMBAM. We're on YouTube. Trav, we got some hot hits on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you haven't seen the animated shorts, do that. They're like the best. Thanks, Tyler Crowley. They're amazing. We also put up some just kind of short, you know, 1 to 5 minute long clips of different bits of the show. So that you can share them with your friends and share them on your Facebook page and share them however you choose to share them and help get the word out.
We're not charging for those, obviously, because they're, you know, on YouTube. So if you like something, if you like a thing that we put up there, like the only way we know that and the only reason we have to keep making more of that thing is if you share it with people and lots of people watch it. That's how we'll determine, you know, whatever we'll do next. So make sure to spread those around. Put them on your Facey pages and book looks. And
if you have any requests, if you say like, oh, I'd love to have this video clip so I can share it with all my friends, go on the My Brother, My Brother and Me Facebook appreciation group, join that, and then tell us about it, because, you know, we're just doing the ones that we feel were good or that other people have asked for. So if there's one you really want, let me know. And if you have a desire to like draw any illustrations or fan art or anything, I'd love to put those on the videos. It makes me really happy to use those and give you guys some credit for them. So if you got something like that, you can email it to us or put it up on the Facebook.
Is it time to thank John Roderick? I never know. Our housekeeping is so robust nowadays. Okay, here it goes. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, which is off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Had a few people ask if we would do the switch I proposed last week to some hot Japanese electronica a la Capsule. But I think we're going to stick with the Long Winter song because it's really great. But I am still thinking about that forecast.
We also want to say thanks to Nature Box again. Nature Box, where you can get great tasting snacks. I assume you guys have already gone to check it out, but if you haven't, please go to naturebox.com/mybrother. Not for us, but for you. You can sign up and get a free sampler box. Why aren't you doing that? Just do it.
Did you already ask for Candlelight's questions?
No.
Our Candlelight special is coming up December, was it 21st?
Correct.
In Huntington, West Virginia. If you're going, sound off in the Facebook group. I've seen a lot of people talking about like hotels and shit to do. Justin wrote up a blog post of shit to do in Huntington. So that I'm sure will be very helpful. If you want to send in questions to that show, whether you're going to be there or not, please do that. Just put Candlelight's in the subject line and we will definitely consider it.
Also keep in mind that there is no bar at the City Hall, so get drunk beforehand. It'll make the show way funnier.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Ryan Barry. Thank you, Ryan Barry. It's by Yahoo Answers user Wilson, who asks, why do people still eat corn on the cob?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is My Brother, and Me. Kiss your dad.
School around the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
And I'm Dr. Sydney McElroy.
Every Tuesday, we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine, a show about all the dumb, weird, terrible ways that we've tried to fix each other over the years. You know, some light summer listening.
Maybe you want to hear about yogurt enemas, or why we tried to eat mummies for a while, or why drinking cholera diarrhea sounded like a good idea.
That and so much more is waiting for you every Tuesday right here on the Maximum Fun Network with Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.